Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Terry Neese, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. Their goal is peace through business. They're creating women entrepreneurs in Afghanistan and Rwanda. And Terry, you're literally living the dream that I've had for all these years when I've said that when if we can get a small business owner in Kankakee to do business with a small business owner in Kabul, then we can change the world, Terry, because as Frederick Bastiat said 150 years ago, over 100 years ago, he said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
That's right.
And that's right. Doing business breaks down all the ignorance and builds up tolerance, doesn't it?
It does. It's just like Tosh Surratt, our soccer ball lady, who graduated with us in 2007. You know, she wanted to export her soccer balls to Germany. Couldn't make that happen. But it took us 3 years. But we were finally able to work via the State Department,
right,
getting her soccer balls into Kabul and out to Germany. And so she's now gone from 28 employees to over 300 employees.
Wow.
Exporting those soccer balls to
Congratulations.
Germany.
Congratulations. This is real success, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't some UN BS program that doesn't mean anything. This is real grassroots. Think dirt under your fingernails, skin elbow success, isn't it, Terry?
It is, and all of our money comes from the private sector. We have no government funding, so no tax dollars are used to help us build democracies around the world.
So let's talk about this trip you're going to take in March. And
March 7, actually a two-week trip to Rwanda, and we're really going over there to participate in their in-country graduation ceremony. So we're taking a pretty significant delegation of about 20 people. Sister Cities International Board of Directors are going with us. Hopefully Jim Blasingame will be able to join us over there.
We're going to see what we can do.
And we're going to do a number of things. First of all, we want to visit a lot of these businesses that are in our current class, but also visit some of the businesses who've been graduates of ours and see how they're doing. And then second, participate in their graduation ceremony. The Minister of Gender, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and we're hoping the First Lady of Rwanda will be at our graduation ceremony.
Well, that'd be great.
It's exciting to see that graduation ceremony. The women are dressed in their native attire, and
I've seen the one here in the United States, folks. It's a kick. I'm telling you. And you've never seen bigger grins. I'm not talking about smiles. I'm talking about grins. You've never seen bigger grins on a woman's face than these women graduating from this program.
Yeah, they're thrilled. And that graduation ceremony in country, Jim, is really incredible as well. And they do their native dance in their country, and it's just so moving. And then we're going to throw in a gorilla trekking expedition while we're over there this time too.
Be sure to schedule that when I'm going to be there.
Well, we'll schedule that when you're going to be there, and we'll make sure you can do your show from over there.
That's right. We're going to work on that.
One of our graduates owns Hotel Shalondo. And her sister, by the way, is Secretary of State for the country. And so we just have a number of things arranged that I think will be incredibly interesting for you and everybody else that's on the trip. We have meetings with the U.S. ambassador over there. We have meetings with many of the ministers of service to the country. And then, of course, it's really all about the private sector.
Right.
And what you're going to find that's just going to really be incredible for you is how clean and how beautiful the city of Kigali City is. It is something that we should mirror here mm-hmm. in the United States of America.
Well, that country's come a long way in the last 20 years, hasn't it?
It has incredible leadership from the top into the structural unit of Rwanda government, and it's really a phenomenal country, and the Kigali City area is just a beautiful city.
How many graduates are you going to have this year?
We'll have 30 graduates in country.
Okay.
We'll bring the top 15, and by the way, that's another thing that we'll do. We'll have five of our delegation that will sit and visit with all 30 women, look at their business plans that mm-hmm. they have to write in order to graduate,
mm-hmm.
Interview them, and they'll select the top 15 to come to the United States.
Right.
And so we'll make that announcement also during our stay over there.
So we can find out more about this at IEEW.org, right?
That's correct.
Hey, Terry, congratulations on the great success. You know how proud I am of you.
Go forth and
do good work. Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen. A great American. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.